Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an encouragement to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we do a hadith that explains that a great bargain. In this world we look for bargains, things that we can get cheap. In other words, we pay less, but we get big value. That's something that we always look for. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us from the dhikr four phrases that a person reads. Three times, each phrase is read three times. In other words, the person reads all four phrases and then he repeats it three times. So here are the great rewards of this dhikr as mentioned in this hadith. So a person that has got love for akhirat, has got love as far as gaining the rewards of akhirat is concerned and getting his assets increased as far as the akhirat is concerned, where those assets will remain forever and forever and the benefit will remain forever. In this world, the assets that a person has depreciates, and after some time, those assets are no more. And very often, even if a person's assets remain or they increase, appreciate in value, a time will come when he'll have to leave all those assets and he'll go. So these assets that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us, showing us and showing us how to reward, and how to get the reward, is there to remain forever and forever. And we must have yakin in this. So today's hadith, very beautiful hadith, four phrases, and there are great rewards that a person will get for this. عن أم المؤمنين جويرية بنت الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج من عندها بكرة حين صلى الصبح وهي في مسجدها ثم رجع بعد أن أضحى وهي جالسة فقال ما زلت على الحال التي فارقتك عليها قالت نعم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد قلت بعدك أربع كلمات ثلاث مرات لو وزنت بما قلت منذ اليوم لوزنتهن سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته رواه مسلم وفي رواية له سبحان الله عدد خلقه سبحان الله رضا نفسه سبحان الله زنة عرشه سبحان الله مداد كلماته وفي رواية الترمذي ألا أعلمك كلمات تقولينها سبحان الله عدد خلقه سبحان الله عدد خلقه سبحان الله عدد خلقه سبحان الله رضا نفسه سبحان الله رضا نفسه سبحان الله رضا نفسه سبحان الله زينة عرشه سبحان الله زينة عرشه سبحان الله زينة عرشه سبحان الله مداد كلماته سبحان الله مداد كلماته سبحان الله مداد كلماته هذا جويرية رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left her one morning to perform the Fajr Salah while she was sitting in her place of Salah. So the first thing that we learn here was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left her home. She was the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother, Hazrat Juwayriyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So when she, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left the home for Fajr Salah, she was sitting in her place of Salah. So one lesson we learn is that they should also be a place of Salah at home. And that place of Salah is where the ladies should be performing their Salah. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for Salah, Fajr Salah. She was sitting at one place where she would perform her Salah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned after mid-morning, she was still sitting in that place. Now we explained what is mid-morning. A person takes sunrise and he takes zawal. Divided by two, the amount of time that you get added to the sunrise time gives you to the approximate mid-morning time. So that shows how long she was sitting. A few hours she was sitting in that one place and making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned after mid-morning, she was still sitting. He said to her, or he asked her, are you still sitting in the same position from the time I left you? She replied, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after I left you, I recited four phrases three times. If they were to be weighed against all that you had recited today, they would equal them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that I read four phrases three times. If they were to compare, weighed to all that you have read in these few hours, what I read, those three phrases, or those four phrases three times, would be equal to all that you have read. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing a very, very easy way to get maximum rewards, to get great rewards. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this dua, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, which means glory be to Allah, and praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can see how often this glory be to Allah, praise be to Allah, subhanallah bihamdi, and we did before the virtue of the third kalima, the great rewards for it. So the first part of this dua, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So glory be to Allah and praise be to Allah, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. And the next is, adada khalqihi, to the extent of his creation. So one is a person is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to the extent of his creation, and then going on, wa ridha nafsihi, to the extent of his pleasure, wa zinata arshihi, to the extent of the weight of his throne, wa midada kalimati, and to the extent of the number of his words. So one is saying this, but to this extent, in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking that zikr of glorifying Allah subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, and he's extending it to a very, very, to an infinite proportion. In other words, it's impossible, all these things are impossible to calculate. The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, how can you calculate it? The weight of his throne, impossible to calculate it. The number of his words, in other words, ulama explained, this refers to the Quran Sharif, or the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which cannot be quantified. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking the subhanallah bihamdihi, so to speak, and multiplying it by all these things which are infinite. So this great dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore it has such a great meaning. So just for us to remember it, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa ridha nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking this dua, subhanallah bihamdihi, and multiplying it to these four proportions, adada khalqihi, to the extent of his creation, wa ridha nafsihi, to the extent of his pleasure. Remember, all these things are not finite, impossible, they are not finite, so therefore these are things of infinity. The weight of his throne and the number of his words. So then Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought further in this hadith the different variations in the way the hadith is reported, but the effect of the words are almost the same. So for the purposes of today's sabak, it's sufficient to understand these words, and we should make it a point of reading it every day. We're going to get such great rewards by remembering it and reading it. Therefore you find in many of the morning and evening du'as, this is encouraged to read, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa ridha nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, great muhaddis, has written that the dhikr mentioned in this hadith is more rewarding, since one concentrates on the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are mentioned therein, and one meditates over them. Other ulama consider the dhikr to be superior because one expresses one's helplessness in counting the favors of Allah ta'ala, and this is the best form of submission to him, where a person expresses his helplessness. Allah ta'ala loves humility. The more humble a person is, the more Allah ta'ala rewards a person. So therefore a person is actually expressing his inability. Wallah, I'm multiplying this by infinity. I am unable to count all this. This is far beyond me. So because of that, Allah Ta'ala loves it, and Allah Ta'ala rewards a person by so much. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.